really proud of the contingency we have for Region 2 from Alabama. We have 25 of our Auburn Collegiate cattlemen and cattlewomen. This is probably the third or fourth year that they've really had a strong turnout. Shows that we are committed to our young people coming through NCBA and learning about the policy issues and everything that NCBA provides its members. In addition, we have several of our officers and past leadership actively engaged on various committees, both on the Federation and policy. And I'm very excited. We actually were able to nominate and elect Mr. Jimmy Holloman, one of our past presidents, currently serves as chairman of the Cattle Health and Well-Being Committee on the policy side. He was elected by Region 2 to serve as the new policy vice president chairmanship. So that's really exciting for us and for Jimmy.
And Aaron looks at a couple of issues that were discussed affecting Alabama producers.
We've got several issues on the policy side that we're working on currently, and we've got a dealer trust issue that we're working on pretty heavily, and then something that affects all producers in the Southeast is the electronic logging device, or what we call the ELD mandate that's affecting our producers. We've got to come to an agreement on how we're going to handle that, and it certainly has potential impacts on our producers in a severely negative way. So got to work on that, got to get on the same page. I know a resolution will be presented saying that we need an exemption for agriculture. That would be a perfect fix, but we've got to look at maybe changes in hours of service as well. It certainly is a big concern. The 90-day waiver only takes us into March. The hope would be that maybe we could get a two-year delay. I do know that that's being worked on right now in D.C., but that would give us a little bit more time to get our ducks in a row, so to speak. So that's what we're currently working on, going from 90 days to the two-year delay.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.